Good afternoon, PJ. How's things?
Not too bad. Jason, it was called off early this morning. A bit late to be calling off after travelling.
It was. We got notification at about 6 o'clock last night that there was going to be a pitch inspection this morning at 9:30. But we did send a request into him to do it early because we knew that there was people leaving from home here to go down to the game and with buses not organised. So we got word this morning at about, I think it was 8:35, they came through to us that the game was off. Now, we were disappointed. We actually went out ourselves and looked at the pitch. Now, in my eyes, the pitch was playable, but that was the decision that Croke Park took, that they would put the game off, and it's disappointing now, to be honest.
And, Jason, of course, that would have cost the club money.
It cost us an awful lot of money. Look, we went down last night, the full team went down. There was 36, 37 of us down there last night. We had to travel down. We had to feed them down there, pay for overnight accommodation and stuff like that. So look, we'll be hoping Croke Park will cough up the coffers again. But that's a big financial commitment on the club now at the moment, to be honest. We'll take a long, hard look at it and see what's happening, like, and see what's going to happen for next week.
And what will happen if Croke Park don't recoup the losses there?
Well, unfortunately, we'll probably have to take the brunt of it ourselves. But look, we're going to have to, as I said, we have a club meeting organised for this evening, later on this evening, when we all get back up the road again. And hopefully, we'll have to try to do maybe some kind of fundraise and stuff like that. And look, we'll be appealing to the local community to maybe get back in and help us out again. So we'll probably maybe doing a GoFundMe page or something to see if we can get money sorted somewhere. Because it's more than likely it's going to be in, possibly in Navan again next week. If not Navan, we'll probably have to travel a bit further. So it's going to be another overnight stay next weekend again, like if the game goes ahead next weekend.
And Jason, if you got notification last night at around 6 o'clock, as you said, of a pitch inspection, why wasn't there? Do you think, or do you know, why wasn't there an alternative venue planned ahead of time?
Well, that was funny. I was on the phone this morning. I phoned Croke Park then. I phoned the CCC in Croke Park, and that was one of the questions that I asked. They said that they really weren't worried about Navan last night at 6 o'clock. But because the pitch was in good enough shape, but that this morning when they went and done the pitch inspection this morning, it was the club, it was the groundsman and the referee done the inspection, and they said that they felt that the field was unplayable. And I asked, why was there not an alternative venue, you know, organised last night if you were doing a pitch inspection? And it says that maybe that many games on this weekend that they couldn't get alternative pitches. Now, so look, that's what we're up against. But, you know, look, in fairness, we've seen a photograph of the Port Leash ground. That's completely flooded. So I don't know if they just took a decision to cancel every game or what the way they've done it. But we as a club now, we feel very hard done by, no more than other clubs that was involved in other semi-finals and stuff like that as well. Like, so it's hard. But look, it gives us another week to prepare. We'll have hopefully two or three more training sessions this week to get at it again. But at the same time, it's just very disappointing for the club now, to be honest.
And obviously, a lot of preparation went into that. And you, as you said, you have another week to prepare now. How was the team set up for that game? I presume everyone was up for it and ready.
Yeah, well, look, we were down last night at about 5:30 and we had a dinner organised for 6:30, and we had the dinner, and then we had the we were able to sit down and watch the other team that we're playing. We had a DVD of their game, and we sat down then with a good team talk and stuff like that. And look, the boys were really up for it. They were prepared for it. They knew what they had to do. They were all went to their bed early last night, and look, you know, they were really prepared for the game. And look, the way we are now, we just have to pick ourselves up again and do it all over again.